Shalom Aleichem. I just want to start off thanking Rabbi Israel for giving me the opportunity again. I'd like to thank Rabbi Israel for giving me the opportunity to say a shiur again. I had the chutz to sing the shiur many years. Last year didn't work out. Baruch Hashem. And I would like to mention that I'm singing the shiur for Shalema. Mary Ban Moshe Ben from Rochel or Fushlema Bekorov the Soif Shachol Yisrael. We're holding now on Parshas Bereishis, which a lot of you say this, and just maybe touch a few you say this. And but before I get into a more you say this again, I'd just like to start off with Nakuda Mshat. Poshita Nakuda Mshat. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, in Yom HaShlishi, the Briyah of Yom HaShlishi, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, says, Vayoyme Elikim Tachi Oretz Esher, Rashi says the Oretz, the earth should be full and covered with different types of growth. Eitz Peri, Ois Pri Leminoi, a fruit that, fruit trees, that are growing fruit of its type. Ashazar Belaoritz, Vahichain. So Rashi Kiyadua says that the Loshon Eitz Pri, fruit trees, is mashma that the Tam Ha'eitz is Katama Pri. That the taste of the tree itself will have the taste of the fruit. That was the Tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the tree, the fruit trees itself should have the taste of the fruits that are growing on that tree. And Rashi says, but the earth did not listen to the Tzivui, right? The Tzivui of Eitzei Tzipri. And the Mele, Kineshkalel HaAdam, when Adam was cursed for his Aveira, for his Chet, Nifked Gam Hiel Avoina, so the earth also became punished for its Aveira, Veneshkalel, and it was also Meshkalel cursed. So I'm not going into exactly how Chai Chet on a pre, everybody mutches on that, has no bechira, but I want to have more another aura that, if the Adama, the Eitzim, were over the Rotzen and the Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that to make the Tam, the taste of the pre, of the Eitz, like the pre, so why does it say, on Yom Shlishi, Vayar Elikim Ki Toiv? L'chayr, it's not Toiv. Maybe she'll say everything was good, but what do you mean everything is toiv? But it wasn't the sky in his diba. The tivoli, there was a merida here. Actually said, the eight says, the loyosa came, the loyosa so came. So the choya, it didn't listen. The eights did not listen to the Eivish that it was a merida by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what's past? How the chayach layar alikim ki toiv? Not toiv. Maybe the kash is better than the teretz, but maybe, perhaps there's a medrash in a gracious rabba, Parsha Tezvov, Piska Zion, that says, by the chet, that vateyo yisha ki toiva eitz v'maychol, as the medrash says, that she said, which tree is Takeda Eitz does taste like the pri and could be eaten like the fruit? The only tree you'll find that in that the Eitz has the same time as the pri is the Estrik. The Mepharshim say that it's mashma because it's from the Pasuk, Vatera Yishaki Toivha Eitz Lamachu. This tree you were able to eat, the tree itself. And then it says, Vayikach Mepirio, it's mashma that there was a tree that she ate, the tree that she did aveir, which Chazal say was there. Estrik, but I'll call upon him Shaito, that there was a tree that was tam, her eight katama pri, the eight, the tree did have the taste of the period. And in other words, state in them medrash, that the Estrik tree was not Mashana, didn't change the Tzivei Hashem. And the tam, the taste of the eighth of the tree and the period was Shavah. I saw a merdik gazach in the Sfasemis, in not Allah Torah, in the Sechta Sukkah, Lamehemer Aleph, the first piece. He says that's why Esrog is called Pri Eitz Hodah. It has a chshivas, a special on this Pri Eitz Hodah. He says because this was the only tree that was Makayim the Tzivui of the Ebesh and the Bria. And that's why it was chosen to be one of the Dalet Minim. So it comes out that even though there was a chet that the trees didn't listen to the Tzivui, but Yaitza Menakal is the Esrog. So maybe, perhaps, I'm just saying the Taras Efsha. The Mishnah says that Ramei Oime, Kol Oisik B'Tayr L'Shma Zoycha L'Dvarim Harbe. Somebody who learns Tayr L'Shma is Zoycha to many good things. Right? And Rashi learns that what does it mean, Kol Ha'olam Kedai Huloi? Rashi learns the whole, in other words, what the Mishnah is saying is besides that a person learns Tayr L'Shma, he gets many good things. The whole world is worthwhile for him himself. And Rashi says, "Kolayma shenivra b'shviloi." All of the bria is good, is worth it for the sake of such a person, because the tachas abria is realized through such a person. So you see that it's kedai the whole world to be created for one tzaddik and one oivet Hashem. So maybe here too, efshar, it was kedai the whole bria of Yom Sheni for one tree that was takeh shemeya to the tivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and did the rotzen and the rotzen avoyer, the haimud esek. So we asked, why does it say vayar lekim ki toi v'yom shlishi? If the trees didn't listen, the Torah says, but maybe for that one tree, the Esrog tree, that Chazal, the Medrash Rabbah said, was Mekayim the Boira, maybe for that it's Kedai, Vayar Elikim Ki Toiv, just like you see the whole Bria is Kedai. It's Kedai for one person learning Torah Lishma. So I'm just telling you too, maybe 1/8 is Kedai, the whole Bria of Yom Sheni, 1/8 that was Mekayim, the Rotzen Hashem, because that is enough that it should say Vayalakim Kitoiv. That's one Nakuda in Pshat. Now, I wanted to talk, you know, the big topic of Vibracious and way beyond us is the topic of the Chet of Adam Arishan. Maybe just to give a little understanding, a little, of Fiyar Kenu, what was the Pitui Hanochosh and what was the Hamshocha that Chava, the Adam and Chava, listened to the Nochash? What was his convincing argument? So there's a Murdik Mishnah of this famous Mishnah from Akavya ben Mahalal that he says in the beginning of the third Perek, Histakel, Mishloi Shedvorim Ve'en Atabo Lidei Aveira. If you consider three things, you won't come lidei aveira, to do an aveira. What are the three things that could help you prevent an aveira? Da me'ayim bos, a person should realize from where he's coming. La'an atahoylech, and where you're going to end up. U'lefnei mi'ata osed lisei din l'cheshben, and who eventually are you going to have to give a din l'cheshben, a reckoning, to try to justify yourself. So the Mishnah says, where does a person come from? Mitipas rucha, from a little drop of fluid. La'ana toheilich, where you going? La'mokam ofa, right? A person's going to go, la'mokam ofa, rima v'taleya, he gets put in his kever, in place of different types of taloyim, worms. L'fnei mi'ata ota litindin v'chezmin. That's the third thing. So if a person realizes these three things, then he won't become Tavera. From where he's coming, from a tipa, from a little drop, Lana Tohilech, he's going to, after he leaves this world, He's here very short, relatively. He goes to Malcolm Offer, Turret, Rima Viteleya, a place of dust with worms. And he's going to give a din v'cheshbin, l'fnei melech ma'achayam lochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Maral says, Moyer Dekazach. He says, what do you need all three? All three things you have to have in mind, and that will prevent you from doing an Aveira. He wants to know, why do you need all three things? L'chaya, if a person knows and he realizes of an emes that he's going to give a din v'cheshbin to b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you need the other things? L'chaya, that should be enough of a fright to a person to realize and to overcome doing a chet. But there's a moral. He says, I'm just saying it in my own words, but he says that if the Yetzer Hara is nichnas into a person, he falls on a person, so it's shayach, that even if he knows, miata, also lita, even if he knows that eventually he's going to have to give a din, an accounting, v'cheshbin, for the Eivishter and all his averis and all the bad things he did, but he's still going to do the avera. The koyach of the avera will be mezgabe on this yediyah. Even if he has a klarkite, you need all three things. First of all, know that you came from a tipa. Where are you coming from? You're going back to dust. Right? There's not much. A person's very relatively not much, very low. That will help you be mezgabe on the yetzer. But just knowing l'fnei is not enough. He says, the Moedik Adik in the Lashon HaMishnah, what does it mean, Einat HaBoli Dei Avera? Right? It doesn't say, the Mishnah says, not that you won't do an Avera, Einat HaBoli Dei Avera. The Yadayim is the first thing, that's how a person holds on and grabs. He's Oichiz, and he's Toifiz something, or Chesed, is with the Yadayim. Einat HaBoli Dei Avera is not the Pshat, you won't do the Avera. But the Yetzirah won't have any mokum tvisa, any chalos tvisa. He won't be able to get you bechlal. He won't be able to force you to do the avera. We're not talking about the Mishnah, whether the Meiser you'll do the avera or not. No, the avera, he won't even have, the Yetzirah won't have any grip on you. So if you, a person is dal l'shmei miyata oto litin v'cheshmen, so that could be maneu from doing a chet, but still Yetzer could creep in. He could have a tzvisis yad, right? He could to get a person even on something he knows. He knows he's going to have to give a din v'cheshbin in front of Eivishter. But all these three things together, may I not a boss, la not a hoylich, makes it that he doesn't have a mokum tzvisa. So it's not enough to fnei miyata osid. You need all of them. And he has kam hezbeirin, but one nekudi he says, he brings a medrash. Where did Akavi ben Mahalo, where does he notice from that these three things will make it that a person won't even come to do an Avera, that the Yetzer won't even have a tfis on him? He brings a haftik and medrash. The Pasuk says in Kehelet, Zechor es Boir Echa, Boir Echa, your creator, from Lashon Boiri, Beis Vrov, Reish, Aleph, Endochov. That's the Pasuk, Lashon HaPasuk. Remember your creator. I think the medrash is bothered by, doesn't it doesn't say Zechor es Elokecha or Zechor Elokim. No, Barecha. The Havana in the Pasuk is that you should remember your Yachas to the Eibishter, that you're a Boira, right? That the Eibishter is the Boira and you're the Nivra. And you should have that recognition. Your Yachas, what is your Yachas to the Eibishter, that he's the Boira and you're the Nivra. But the Medrash says, that's a Pashta Pasuk. That's what it says about the Chos Barecha. But the Medrash says that there are three Purushim to the word Barecha. One is Barecha, your creator, like it says. Then Be'erecha, Be'ez Aleph Reish, and the Chos, from Lashon Be'er. That's from where you came from. A Tipa, from Mayim, from a drop. And Zechor Boirecha, we are going to, into the offer, down in the offer. So in this pasuk, in this medrash, is merumas the three things in the Mishnah: the Zechor Barecha, your Creator, you're going to give a damn chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Barecha is from Lashon Bar, a pit where you're going to, and Barecha is from Lashon Bar, a well, that's where you came from, Tipas Rucha. So all three things of Akiva, Akavya, but Mahalal is Nichlal in Zechor as Barecha, in the pasuk, which the Medrash says has three perushim. Zechor as Barecha, your Creator, Be'erecha, Lashon Be'er, well, from where you came from Tipa, and Zechor Be'erecha, without an olive, Bor, from Lashon Pit, that's where you're going, the Mokom off of the Tileya. Now, so the Ma'al says, this is the Yisai that I want to bring out. He says that the Pshat Mishnah is that if a person's Makir, that his whole Metzius is that he's a Nivra from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he has nothing else, there's no other Metzius, a Chutz is Yachas Reivishter, then it won't be Shaykh, a Chalois of a Chet, Pechlau. If he realizes that even after Reivishter created him, yes, he came from Tipa, but even after, he realizes that his Yachas is constant, that he's a Nivra, right? And his whole life, his whole living on this world, he needs the Eibishah constantly for his panosa, for his ashpah of chiyus, milamayla, in order that he shouldn't expire and be bottled to continue living. So if a person is makid that his whole metzius is telling the Eibishah, it's not shaykh to go away from the Eibishah. A chet is the pshat, you're machik yourself from your yachas and your dveikis, Nakosh Baruch Hu. When a person is markish that he could exist independently from the Ratzon HaEibishter, that's the Aschola of a Chet. A person who thinks that he's his own Bailam, everything is from him, he has his own Rishus, he could do what he wants. He imagines his own independency, that he has an egg in his own Metzius, right? That's where Chet starts. And if he's makir that he's a nivra and this is a constant matter, then it's not shayachet. So if you're makir that you're nivra, tipa from a tipa srucha, and your homotius of the person is dependent, even when you're alive already. So these three things in the Mishnah in total bring a person to this recognition, this hakara that his matzias is a nivra. And his whole chiyus is yoinik from the Eibusher, and then it's not shayachet. The veikis and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a tate the sasi with chet. B'loshen ache, I'm just saying it in my own loshen. What's mashmir there from the moral is that the yisod from chet is gaiva. Rom levavecho v'shochachta v'shamanta visa kosisa. Other places in the Torah, midas hagaiva. The way I understand what he's saying is that chol of chet. Like we just said, because if a person looks at himself that he's telling the Eibishter no mokum for chet. That's chola of gaivas when a person imagines and he feels that he's his own mitzvah. And the more you're about gaivin, the more you believe in yourself. So that's the shayrish. Everything is telling the noichi. About gaiva, he feels that that he's independent, he doesn't have to listen to the Eibishter, he doesn't need the Eibishter, but an onov, the Mitzvah Shom, I just add in, the Mitzvah Shom says, a haflik a taish of an onov. He says, he tells to the Chazal Taka, an oves, and lamada to toira harbe, al tachzik toiva la'asamacho ki l'kach netzata. And there's nothing wrong, an onov could say, emes, I learned a lot of Torah. I learned the Mimesechta, Bava Kama, I learned Bava Basa. I have these milas, but I didn't do it for myself. I did it for Eibishter. Al Tavzik Teva La'asamacho. Ki Lekach Netzot. And one of the pshat is that he's Mavatel Zich. It's not my accomplishment. That's the gesher between the Balgaiva and the Onav is the Anoichi. The more Anoichi, the more Balgaiva. So Mela, that's the Nakuda that, The Aschola for Chet is when a person, if he guides a meaning that he turns a mashu away from his Vekas and the Eibishter and he thinks he's independent, It's chal v'yetzahara, and that's the shayrish. Anov is dafka of chet. Anonov, there's no mokum. Who am I? I'm everything for Eivisha. So I believe that maybe, you know, ve'im ebiyira, maybe that's the nekuda by the chet of Adam Arishan. It's interesting that you see that the hasasa of the nochash was ki yedei elikim ki biyoymach cholcha mimenu. This is in Perikim ol Pasukei. Ki yedei elikim ki bi. This is the nochash talking ki biyoymach cholcha mimenu. When you eat from the tree, niftachu einechem v'yisem kelikim yedei tovara. So Rashi says that Kol Uman Sain is Bneim Nosei, the Eibishter. How did he create the world? Mina Eitzach Alabaras Oilam. So if you're going to eat from this tree, you'll be Heisim Kelikim. You'll be like the Eibishter. You'll be able to create the world. Rashi says Yotzei Elamis. In other words, maybe Kafi, what we learned up in the mission of us with the morale, that the Nochosh told Adam the Chava, the mina et, that the Eibishter, if you're going to eat from the tree, mina et ochal baras oilam. In other words, he didn't tell him that, you know, it's good. You eat it because it has, you'll have a lot of hano, tastes good. He said, if you're going to eat it, you're going to be kelikim. Baras oilam, you're able to create, you'll be like the bar oilam. So the ikka hasasa, the ikka convincing and pitu of the nochosh, was that you'll be like the Eibishter. Zoysimeris, benusa, in a different nusach, you'll be more than what you really are. Even though you're a nivra, but if you'll be oichu, you'll have the koyach of the boyer. You'll be like the boyer oilam. It comes out that the way Rashi is learning, the ike hamshocha wasn't taiva. The hasokish wasn't the taiva shaboy, the traction. No, the hasaga person could be more. That's chol of chet. Meretach chalit is saying what all Chazal say. But if a person is makim ekoymoy, that he's a nivra, and he's tully in a kodesh baruch hu, then all his taivas will become bottle. That's chol of every chet. If a person, a mensho taiva avada. But even if a person's muscle to his taiva, right, and he does a chet, but he has to realize that that's coming from machmas. He's not margish that he's a niver and he's totally in his boyer. If he realize that, then it'll be bottled with kolat taivas. And maybe that's why, according to this, In the brisa that the Mesillas Yeshayahu is based on, it says Anova Meviv the Yiras Chet. The more that a person deepens his Anova, he'll have Nikias from the Mesillas of Chet. Because if a Chet is the Haschola comes from Gaiva, then Anova, like we explained, cleans you. So Meva. A person who's an onov, right, and he looks at himself, that he's totally the Eibishter, but then he'll have Yiras Chet, he'll see the Shavisa Hashem Lenegdi Summit, he'll be Noki from Chet, it'll be a constant by him, the Pachar of Chet. And the Midah that brings to that is the Midah Sanova. Just, Messiah with one more Ha'ara. There's famous Rashi a little earlier, famous Rashi in Chumash, in Perek Beis Pasuk Hey, B'chol Siach Hasoda Terem Yia Ba'aret, B'chol Esev Hasoda Terem Yitzmach, Ki Loi Himte Hashem Lekim Al Aret Va'odam Ayin Lavet Es Adoma. So Rashi says, famous Rashi, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said on Yom Shlishi, like we mentioned before, Tachei Haaretz Desha, that it should grow all the sprout forth all the plants. But Rashi says, but it didn't come out. It was waiting al Pesach HaKarka until Yom Shishi. Why? Because Adam wasn't here. They waited till Yom Shishi, Yom Bries Adam, because Adam wasn't here to work the Adama. The Ein Maki B'Tevosan Shal Gshamim. Ukshaba Adam, V'yedeya, there was nobody to be Maki in the Toiv and how the necessity and how much we need the Gashem. And when Adam came and realized it, V'yoda, Shutzarach Leilam, how much the world needs it, Hispal Aleim. So he was mispal v'yordu v'tzomchu heilono yitzvat shoyim. In other words, the Adam wasn't here to be maki in the toiva of Geshamim, and the Eibusha doesn't give a toiva, or Al says from here, learn how to also to do a toiva to somebody who's not maki toiva. So b'shaw that it was nivra on the third day, there was nobody to be maki in the toiva of the Geshamim to help the plants grow. So waited till Adam Arishin came and it was mispal. And after he was mispal, then the plants appeared. Till Adam came, they were waiting al Pesach HaKarka. They were created, but they didn't come out yet to this world. Now, I think, you see, one zach, it's kedai to emphasize that you see in Rashi, there was no mitzvah and tzivi to be mispal. The Eibusha created Adam Arishin, and he saw the toiv of the Gshamim, and mainly it was mispal for the Gshamim, and the rain came down. So, but there was no tzivit, just before there was any tzivit to be mispal. So l'chayr, you see from this Rashi that the yachas between the Adam and the Ribbono Shel Olam is by definition in terms of tzivit. It's not Sama Hechatimsa that the Eibusha created the world, and there's a mitzvah that you have to daven, right? So Mela, he made it that you should have to daven in order that the plant should come out with Pesach HaKarka. Because over here we're going before there was any mitzvah. There was no tzivi to mispal. No, he was maki b'tevosam. Rashi doesn't say that the Eibusha told him that if you want Geshem, you have to be mispal. And then you'll get Geshem. Doesn't say that, Bechlal. Rashi says that he was mispal. That was, I believe, the first pula that we know that Adam Rishon did. That it says on Adam Rishon al Kaponim that it was mispal for the Geshem, for the water. So it would sound like, even though there was no tzivui, but that's the etzem and inherent in the relation, the yachas between a person and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, that's one thing you see in Rashi, and just the second thing you see in Rashi, that Rashi is like Tana Bechitim V'Hoyde B'Soyrin. Rashi starts off that there was nobody here to be making the Toiv of the Geshamim. So Mela, he waited till the Adam came and it was Mispal. I mean, it's two different things. Rashi should have said Mela when the Adam was Nivra, he was Makir in the Toiv. Rashi says that we were lacking the Adam to make Toiv, and Mela, he was Mispal. Either Rashi should say we were lacking the Adam who could be Mispal, and mainly he was Mispal, or we're lacking the Adam that knows how to be Maki and Toivah of Geshamim, and mainly Adam Keji, he was Maki B'Toivah, came to Geshamim. So Shtikl, Tona B'Chitav Adesayim. So, Monashach, I mean, what's the Nakuda? Is the Nakuda across Toivah Tzvila? So, I once heard from my Yeshiva Zechon Lebrocha that he says that it's Muchach from this Rashi, that Hakar Satoiv and Tfilah Tluyim and intertwined the Kshurim Zem Zeh. Somebody who's not Makit Toiv, how could he daven? And somebody who doesn't daven is not really Bemis, doesn't have Hakar Satoiv. They go together. And the B.A. is because Tfilah, by definition, the Mahusa, is, I think this is the Pshat, what he meant, is that a person is a makir, that he's a makabu from the Eibishter. Like we said before, a person has to be makir, that the Eibishter is the boyer, he's the noisin, and the yoda makabu. That hakorah, that a person is the makabu, and the Eibishter is the noisin, is the pshat is that the Adam is being makabu toiva. He's makir, that the Eibishter is the one who gives him everything. If he's not makir b'toiva, so then he's not a makabel b'chol. So the massive of Kabbalah is that the pshat is that the Eibishta, he realizes that the Eibishta is the one who's giving him the toiva and he needs the Eibishta, and anything that he could be makabel, all toiva, he's makir, that comes from the Eibishta. In other words, tefillah brings a person, like the morale says, Nagoyin in many places, morale says that tefillah is called avoida. Love the b'chol v'avkam. All mitzvahs, asiyas mitzvahs, everything's avoida Hashem. Why does tefillah have the shem avoida? Because through tefillah, a person brings out his avdus, his makir, that all the toiv and everything he receives is from the Eibishta. And eved is less lay migarmei klum. Kol masha kon eved kon rabbi, he has nothing. So Mela, a tefillah brings a person to the hakara, that everything's from the Eibishta. So Mela, that's what Rashi says, that first there was somebody lacking hakara satoiva. He created the other moves mispal. They go hand to hand. If you're not makar b'toiva, you're not mispal. You think it's coming from you. I just mean Messiah, I think in this was like a mocker to this, you saw. Is a Moedik and Medrash in the beginning of this Messiah, a Moedik and Medrash in the beginning of Pashki Savoy, like Abi Mitzvah Bikurim, that we know the Mitzvah Bikurim, Rashi says, is to come to Akoras Toiva. Right? A person works on the field, he puts his whole koichas for years, and when he finally first sees his Taina Shebikra, his first fruit, it's such a chavivis to him, and he gives that over to the Eibishter, showing that he's makir, that all his toiv comes from the Eibishter. So the Medrash says in Moedik Azach, with Medrash Tanchuma Oisala, from the beginning of Pashki Savoy, that Moshe Rabbeinu Soberu HaKoidish at the Beis HaMikdash is Osid Lichorev, to be destroyed, and Memele, you won't be able to bring Bikurim anymore, it's going to become Bottle, Omad V'Hiskin Yisrael, Shehim Espalen Shloi Shepa'omim B'chol Yoyim, Fishatfila Chaviv El Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikoel. Moshe Rabbeinu said the Medrash was kavei atfila because he saw that Bikurim become bottle. L'chayra, I mean, we know the Gemara says that the Beis Hamikdash will be destroyed. We won't have kabbonis. The Gemara says in Brachas connected to kabbonis to the Kavan Tomit. But Dosh said this Medrash that the Dafka because there won't be Bikurim, Moshe Rabbeinu was mesakin tefila. So this is Mamash and Mufurish Zach, that you see Bikurim is across a toiv, and you see that the Mokoim, when you can't bring Bikurim to be Maka toiv, so Moshe Rabbeinu sort of basically going to destroy his Masak and Tfila. It's Mamash, like this is thought that we brought out in the Rashi, that Bikurim lies in that Mida of Achno, Lesle Megami Klum, everything's a Davishta. And when that can be bottled, that you need tefillah, because the ikum mahus of tefillah is that you make it, that you're telling the Eibishter, and all the toivas come from the Eibishter. Yishe koyach, a guten Shabbos, and a gesunden Winter.